Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, brought to you by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. It's Monday, July 4th, and we're off today for U.S. Independence Day, but we have a great conversation for you about summer travel.
Yes, it is really good. Our airlines reporter has some great tips about dealing with flight cancellations and delays right after the break. The changing world of hybrid work offers new possibilities. WebEx enables them with an open platform and many integrated partners like Notion, Unifor, and SalesLoft. Powerful partnerships power hybrid work. Visit apphub.webex.com. WebEx, working for everyone.
Dave, all I've heard about this past month and this holiday weekend is about flight cancellations and delays.
Yep, welcome to summer travel. We are officially in it. If you survived your travel plans this 4th of July, congratulations. If you're still stranded in an airport somewhere, I am so sorry. Just stay strong, breathe. You got this.
Yes, breathe, because Insider's Taylor Rains says this weekend isn't unique. We'll be seeing this type of mayhem at airports coupled with high ticket prices. Joy for the rest of the summer.
Awesome. Thankfully, Taylor is here right now to tell us why all of this is happening, and if we can do anything about it, or if we are stuck in this travel hellscape forever.
Welcome to The Refresh, Taylor.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Taylor, summer is always a busy and sometimes unpleasant time to travel, but this year seems especially bad. Why?
Well, there's a couple reasons. The first and foremost is probably the pilot shortage. There is a mandated retirement for 65, and a lot of the boomers are getting to that age. We're having a lot of pilots retire. And not only that, during the pandemic, pilots got early retirement from airlines so they could cut their workforce, obviously during COVID-19 when there wasn't a lot of flying. Couple that with ATC shortages around the U.S., particularly at Jacksonville Center, that simply can't handle the traffic scheduled, so that causes disruptions. And then there's obviously uncontrollable weather, thunderstorms and hurricanes that happen more during the summer. And so all of this combines, crews get misplaced, aircraft are not where they should be for the next flight, and that just creates this cascading snowball effect.
I know a lot of this seems like it's out of our control, but do you have any tips at all about how we can avoid flight cancellations and delays?
So, like you said, a lot of it is out of our control. So, unfortunately, cancellations and delays are likely going to happen. But there are a few things that you can do to prepare for that, to give you more time at the airport to, you know, scramble when things go wrong. So, one of the biggest things I say is if you can book a priority seat, you know, a premium economy or a business or some sort of priority boarding that gives you access to priority lanes to drop your bag, that'll expedite that process. Regular economy, especially basic economy tickets, don't get any of those perks. So you're going to be standing in line longer at the ticket counter trying to check your bag. And then if you can actually avoid checking a bag altogether, that's even better. Keeping it as close to you as possible. One of the biggest issues that we've been seeing is airlines losing luggage. So people are not only stranded in airports, they are stranded without anything to wear except for the clothes on their back, which just could not get any worse.
Wow.
At the airport, if things go wrong, try to utilize as much of the airline's technology as possible. Those customer service lines can get very long. So if you can use the app or you can call, that's even better, especially the apps. There are some airlines, I know that United Airlines offers you to connect with someone via the app as like live chat rather than having to wait in a queue on the phone. And then some airlines, even when they delay or cancel a flight, they'll just send you a ping that says, hey, change your flight on the app right now, pick the flight that's best for you. So if you can do that, that also saves you time. And then the last tip I say is get to the airport early. Typically pre-pandemic, pre the chaos, I would say get to the airport an hour before domestic, 3 hours before international. But I would push that to two or more for domestic and maybe even four for international. These lines are crazy. You want to give yourself as much time as possible, not only to get to your gate, but to deal with issues that happen at the airport.
There's also a big problem with summer travel that we haven't even touched on yet, which is the prices. They seem to be sky high. By the way, my producer wrote that joke.
Home, Rebecca.
So my producer wrote that joke and I stand by Frank. So why are the prices so high now, Taylor?
Well, the answer is twofold. You have booming demand from people that just need and want a vacation after 2 years of being locked inside after a pandemic, and you have rising fuel prices. And airlines know that passengers are going to pay them. They're going to keep keeping those prices high because they know people just want to travel and they're willing to pay the extra couple hundred bucks to go. And so I don't expect us to see those prices coming down at least till the end of the summer, maybe as we get into the fall and demand tapers off.
So, Taylor, but how can we avoid the higher prices? That's what we want to know here.
Pre-pandemic, I would tell you to fly on what we call low-fly days, which are typically Tuesday, Wednesdays, and sometimes Saturdays. But we are in a completely new era of flying this summer after the pandemic. And a lot of people turn to third-party companies, you know, Kiwi, Kayak, Orbitz to book flights, because those are cheaper a lot of the time. But personally, I don't suggest people do that. Getting your money back if things go wrong can be such a pain in the butt because you have to go through a third party rather than working directly with an airline. When I had booked a bunch of shit through third parties, because I didn't really think about it before because we didn't expect anything like this to happen. So during the pandemic, getting money back, getting flights adjusted or changed or postponed was a literal freaking nightmare. And I have never been so stressed in my life. So some people ask me, they're like, I got this cheaper flight. Do you trust Kiwi? And I'm like, no, I would rather give my left foot than going through a third party again. I swear it's not worth it.
Thank you so much for the great tips, Taylor. And thanks for talking.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Taylor tips.
Taylor Raines is a reporter at Insider covering aviation and airlines. We'll be back with our regular programming tomorrow. In the meantime, make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And please, do us a solid. Leave us a rating and a review. It helps other people discover the show.